the evangelist Vincent, an anointed man of God who has been called to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God with clarity and to heal the sick and the oppressed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to the Lord's voice. From that time, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, from that time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway, immediately, they left their nets and followed him. My God. Hallelujah. The Lord told me every Sunday to bring you the Lord's voice. It is time that the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ is heard throughout the world. For a witness unto all nations, Jesus said, this gospel, what gospel? This gospel of the kingdom of God must be preached in all the world. For a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. There shall be signs, and there shall be wars, and there shall be rumors of wars, and there shall be earthquakes in diverse places. Kingdom will rise against kingdom. All these things will come to pass, Jesus said, but the end is not yet. Oh my God, hallelujah. It is a pleasure to speak to you again. I know I have been away for some time to refresh, to restore, to be renewed. Hallelujah. So let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's lift holy hands to heaven just for a moment, no matter where you are. The Bible says, lift holy hands to heaven. The book of James declares that we should draw nigh to him and he will draw nigh to us. That's worship. Hallelujah. We are created to worship the living God. We need to worship Jesus, and that is what he wants us to do. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, as we thank you, as we love you, as we praise you, as we enter into thy gates with thanksgiving, thanking you for everything that you have done, thanking you for the blood shed, thanking you for the crucifixion and the resurrection, thanking you for loving the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thanking you for everything that you are yet about to do. Thanking you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. The other day, I was ministering to several people, and I began to wonder, what kind of Christian are you? That was the question really burning in my heart towards them, realizing that there are so many types of people defining themselves as Christians. A lot of people will say, I'm a Christian, and ministers of the gospel like myself would ask the question, are you really a Christian? Or are you just loosely using the term as a Christian, you merely defining that you are not belonging to any other religious group, but that you prefer Christianity. I started with Matthew 4, verse 17 onwards, and Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent is to turn away from sin to the Lord, from the world to the Lord, from following yourself or somebody else or your own desires, to following Jesus Christ. Remember the two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother, and immediately they left their nets and they followed Jesus. A disciple is what God calls people to be followers of Jesus Christ. The word disciple means follower of Jesus Christ. Christian is a term that was used after Acts chapter 10. It is not found in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But disciple is a person who follows Christ Jesus the Lord, who will drop everything that he's doing, who will leave everything behind to follow the Lord, to follow Jesus Christ, to leave sin behind, to leave the world behind, to leave worldly desires behind, and to follow Jesus Christ. What kind of a Christian are you? I was wondering. There are so many people calling themselves Christian, religious, Catholics. But what kind of a Christian? What kind of a relationship? That is what matters. The relationship. Jesus wants people that have a relationship. When Jesus said, I never knew you, depart from me. This world is a place of deception. This is where, if you don't know the Lord, who is the truth, the way, and the life, and nobody can come to the Father, nobody can go to heaven without, except through Jesus Christ. He is the door. He is the only way, true, and life. Every other way will lead to everlasting damnation. Will lead the Lord Jesus saying, depart from me, I never knew you. Knowing, the word knowing that the Lord is using is that of a spiritual, close, spiritual intimate, spiritual close, spiritual divine, godly relationship. Where the Lord knows you, you know the Lord. Where you are a follower, a disciple of Jesus Christ. Where, how did you come to the Lord Jesus Christ? Did you come to him because you had a problem? Did you come to him because you were simply fed up and couldn't see any other way out? Did you come to him with thanksgiving because of the realization that if you repent, he forgives you of all your sins? Did you come to him with the realization that what he did was the greatest and ultimate love sacrifice, display of love, the best thing that could have ever been done by anybody, and it is done by the divine, almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ? When you come to the realization of who Jesus Christ is, a revelation of Jesus Christ, a revelation of him, the Lord, the Alpha, the Omega, and of course the Father and his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Come to a realization, a knowing who Jesus Christ is, and you follow him, you are a disciple. Hallelujah. They dropped. Jesus did come to others and said, follow me. And they said unto him, let me first do this, bury that, say goodbye here, finish this off over there. Let me first do something else. When you have the right standing with God, the relationship, the tight-knit relationship that the Lord Jesus Christ requires, demands for you to have with him as a disciple, as a follower, one who follows the Lord. Jesus made it quite clear as well. He said, if you do not deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple. You cannot follow me. Bear your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. Hallelujah. The best way to explain it is because we call Lord. Jesus says that there are many that call him Lord or that use his name with their lips, but their heart is far from them, far from him. Oh, their lips always talking about Jesus, always talking about the Lord, but their heart is far from the Lord. Their heart is more about self and position and exposure and self-glorification, self-desires, worldly pursuits than it is to follow the only one that matters. The one and only that died on the cross and rose on the third day. The one and only who displayed the ultimate love to an entire world, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is forever and will be forever, who was before Abraham, who is before Abraham was, the Alpha, the Omega. Praise the Lord. What kind of Christian are you? I ask myself. Because if you are following Jesus Christ, hallelujah, disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, where He goes, you go. Where He leads you, you follow. You follow Him. You have direction. You know where you're going because you're following the Lord. The Lord is with you. The Lord leads your every step. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. One who follows the Lord, one who walks with the Lord, will never walk in darkness because His word that is even that is nigh you, even in your mouth, His word that you can proclaim, His word that you study daily, because you study to prove yourself unto God, rightly dividing the word of God, not being ashamed, studying the word of God, having the word of God in you, and having the word of God applied on your life, and that word of God is like a lamp unto your feet. You will never walk in darkness. You will never fall. You will never struggle. And wheresoever you need the help of the Lord is there. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Oh, we thank God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It isn't difficult, but it takes self-surrender. It isn't impossible, because with God all things are possible, but it is a change from self to the Lord. Lord means owner. He becomes the owner of your life. The Lord orders my steps. The Lord tells me what to do. The Lord decides me where to go. The Lord tells me I live by what the Lord says, what the Lord wants me to do. And if there is a crossroad, so to speak, I pray and wait for God's direction. Let the Lord's voice enter into my heart so that I know whether to continue straight on or go to the left or go to the right. I want to hear the Lord's voice. We hear so many different voices. So God said, you start every Sunday the Lord's voice. My voice shall be heard. And the voice of the Lord that needs to be uttered throughout the world is repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Have you ever met a Christian, a confessing Christian, one who says he's a Christian, and they will say, and you'll ask him, repent, and they'll say, what is repent? Repent. What is repent? Repent means to turn away, to turn away. In your mind, in your thinking, your mindset changes. Your mindset changes from following yourself, your own heart, your own desires, to following the Lord's desires, the Lord's will, from being so fully surrendered, having given Him your life, making Him the Lord of your life, you have given ownership over to Him. But if you want to stay your own boss, then don't come to Jesus. Don't go and follow. You cannot follow Jesus, He said, if you're your own boss. He is either Lord or He is not. You either know Him and He knows you as a close relationship, pursuing Him, seeking the kingdom of God first and His righteousness, or nothing at all. There's one thing to say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's another thing, the Lord says, to follow me. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say that again because it's not being said enough. So let me do the saying of it. Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. If you do that, you will never go wrong. The Lord is working. His eyes are upon the righteous. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will guide you and lead you in all truth, in all blessings. Did not he promise to the Israelites that were slaves and in bondage to the Pharaoh? Did he not promise to send a deliverer? And he did. Moses let them out of bondage and was going to bring them to the promised land. The Lord said, I will bring you to the promised land. I will bring you into the land that overflows with milk and honey. I will bring you in the blessed promised land. I will take you from the curse to the blessing. I will take you from poverty to prosperity. I will take you from the graveyard to your destiny. I will take you from slavery to freedom. Did not the Lord say, hallelujah, if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ and deny yourself and pick up your cross daily, that means you crucify those fleshly, worldly desires every day all over again. Yes, renewing your mind daily, every day again. That doesn't take a lot of work. That just means tuning into the Holy Spirit. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Don't be void of the Holy Spirit. Be full of the Holy Spirit. Another reason that brought this on is we are now in a world where the church, that what calls itself the church, not every church, but massive denominations, especially in Europe, massive denominations, but it's happening all over. It's happening all over. Not so much in Africa, but it is all in the Western world where these, and we're talking thousands of churches. You're talking a denomination as big as any of those. And all the churches are linked together under that denomination. And then another group joins that one. And they then openly declare from their synagogues of Satan, what they call churches, that now they will accept sin. Now that what God calls abomination and sin, we shall accept it, and we shall talk it over as if it is not sin. The synagogue of Satan is on the rise. The synagogue of Satan, the Bible tells you, Jesus warns you in the book of Revelation, that read the first chapters, it's mentioned twice there in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. The synagogue of Satan, the counterfeit church, the not real church. I sometimes call it in tweets or in posts on Facebook where I daily encourage you with words from the Lord. So don't forget, oh, ever subscribe if you are on Twitter, @VincentBauhaus, or if you're on Facebook, find me there. Just everything is on the website, pastorvincent.com, the easiest way to quickly go to the website, or thelordsvoice.com. Thelordsvoice.com, all one word, pastorvincent.com. I was confronted yet again with these fake, counterfeit, satanic things they call churches. I wouldn't even dare call them a church because that alone is blasphemy. But it's a synagogue of Satan, and Jesus Christ warned about it in the book of Revelation. How dare they rip the word of God apart? How dare they say this is no longer applicable? How dare they? The Bible says in the same book of Revelation that anybody who takes away from the word of God or adds to the word of God is cursed forevermore. This is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. They know the word of God. You cannot change the word of God, and you cannot change God. I, the Lord, change not. My God, I told you that every Sunday, and this will be on time next time. We're just working out our streaming, our live streaming. It will be every Sunday, not always with the video, but always with the audio, on YouTube. You can just tune in, and if you've missed it, tune in whenever time you like. But it will be on there from the morning, early morning, in Europe and especially in America, very, very early morning. The Lord's voice. I am the Lord, and I change not. That's what the Lord said in Malachi. Last chapter of Malachi, the prophetic chapter. Going into the New Testament area, how dare you, how dare anybody change the word of the living God and now accept sin. We ought to preach repent of sin. Repent, whether it's sexual sin, whether it's adulterous sin, whether it's idolatry, witchcraft sin, whether it's idol worship, whatever sin it is. We are to, as the church of Jesus Christ, blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are to say, repent, turn away from that. The Lord loves you, and if you turn away from it and turn to Jesus Christ, the word repent is so important. Turn away from it. How can they all of a sudden begin to accept and say, you sinner, you don't need to repent. No, you can just carry on with your sin, because so do the people called priests and pastors and vicars and ministers of religion in this synagogue of Satan. They all carry on with sin. They all continually, unrepentantly, never changingly anger God with their sin. So why should you change? That is the synagogue of Satan. I warn you as a prophet of the Most High God, the Almighty Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, Jesus said, and I change not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never change. He said, repent of sin when he came to preach the gospel. He came to teach the kingdom of God. He came to say, look, you are right here. You're in this world. Look at all of you. You're here right here. But there is another kingdom. And Jesus came to teach the kingdom of God. And he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It is within hand reach. You can enter it right now. Well, he said it is within hand reach. It's nearly there, because he was about to be crucified because he loves us. He was about to be crucified because he loves us. He was about to be crucified because he agape us. He was about to take the judgment of sin of the Holy One of Israel, of Yahweh God, upon himself in the most crucial, agonizing, and most terrible way described as the Passion. And this Jesus Christ, who did it for the whole world, and rose on the third day as he prophesied, and all the prophets from Moses to Malachi, my God. May I speak in tongues for a moment as the Holy Ghost is taken over? David, Isaiah, they all prophesied. Habakkuk, everybody saw it. Everybody said it. And then he referred back to all of them as he was teaching the kingdom of God. He said, repent. Because no idolatry, no witchcraft worker, no liar, no sodomite, no perverse person, no stealer, thief, nobody like that can enter the kingdom of God. God is holy. Do not touch the holiness of God, because you touch the Holy One of Israel. And don't you dare touch God's anointed. God makes a way. God makes a way. God makes a way for everybody who is willing and who has repented, who's not willing to repent, but who has repented, because he is the only way, truth, and life. God said, repent. This New World Church, this synagogue of Satan, is on the rise. Beware, behold. You stay pure, you stay on fire, you stay true to the word of God, because all other ground is sinking sand. Don't let any of those false doctrines enter your ears, because they will tickle your ears if you let it. It's another gospel. It's another Jesus. It's another spirit that they proclaim or that they release. Be careful. the synagogue of Satan is on the rise. Stay close to the Lord, and He will lead you and guide you in all truth. You will never be surprised or taken by surprise, because the Lord is before you. Hallelujah. And who? My God. See, Yabobusnakata. Oh Lord, I just pray that some people is going to get a revelation, is going to just be rejoicing right now and say, yes, that is the word of God that I was waiting for this is the Lord's voice. When you follow the Lord, He is before you. And when God is before you, nobody can come against you. Nobody can attack you. When God is before you, He goes before you. When God is before you because you follow Him, favor is before you. Wherever you tread, favor is already decreed that you will succeed. Oh yes, hallelujah. When you follow the Lord is before you. He will make provision before you reach there. Praise God, somebody. I'm going to stop right now because I'm going to leave the rest for next week. This is only the beginning. I just want to give you a touch. God goes before you. Before you reach, the provision is there. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have spoken. And that you will continue to speak. Share this with as many people as you can. On your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your social media, on your YouTube, on your email. And just by word of mouth. Let the voice of the Lord be uttered throughout the world to every nation. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. The only God, the living God, the resurrected God. And His name is Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Hallelujah. God bless you, and I look forward to see you on the next episode every Sunday. TheLordsVoice.com, TheLordsVoice.org, The Lord's Voice, and I'll see you there on YouTube, or just go to PastorVincent.com. This is the YouTube channel. You can subscribe. Don't forget. It's there for you every week because I love you. Now let's worship Him. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him the glory. I pray for you all that are watching. I pray you consider to partner with me, the evangelist. Send me. Because how will they hear without a preacher? But how will they preach unless they are sent? Together. Fulfilling the Great Commission is a wonderful thing. On that day, He will say to you, well done, you're good and faithful servant. You've supported evangelism. You've reached, you know how many souls you reached? All these people, look at all these people. They're here because you made it happen. You partnered. Teamwork does work. Teamwork is God's work. Team up. See you on the website and see you on the next episode. The Lord love you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord protect you and plead that blood of the Lord Jesus Christ every day over yourself, your spouse, your children, your loved ones. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. See you on the website. Don't forget, teamwork.
I will set them free from darkness, say the Lord, if my people allow me to create in them a new heart. Listen now, how much do you want Jesus? What are you willing to surrender to Him? Power! Fire!
To preach the gospel, to heal the sick. We will preach the gospel.
And the thing about cross, like never before, rise and shine. The word of God that is quick and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.